Yes, Vic hurt his back in the weight room, I think it was, during the workout, and it's kind of been bothering him. It flared up after practice yesterday. So we rested him today, and he will be out for the game.
Like you said, you needed the whole week of practice to make a decision on Neil. Have we decided on that, or is it still up in the air?
Well, we'll watch the tape today with the defensive staff, and we'll see what they think of Mike, you know, coming off of today's practice. But those decisions really won't be finalized until tomorrow, especially in Mike's case. We're dealing with a knee joint, but we have a game management meeting today at 1:15 is when we try to get the active list as close as we can. So, but we'll take Mike's decision up to the game.
With Todd, what have you thought of Brad Jones' involvement through camp in the preseason?
Well, they're on our football team. They're experienced players. I think Eric's done a very good job, particularly on defense. I think Brad's done a good job on both defense and special teams. Brad's done, has done a number of things, both base and sub defense. So very versatile, Brad Jones is. And I think Eric has found an opportunity to go through training camp with us and has an understanding of the defense a lot better than he did last year.
Like, obviously, you rested today,
is the plan with him for this year exactly the same as last year, or have you tweaked it in some way? Well, Chad Clifton's plan is pretty much the same. We're going to focus on Thursday being our padded practice day, and based on the way the season goes, that can change. But that's how we're starting the season. So, Chad will be limited on Wednesdays, full on Thursdays, and he'll be out on Fridays. The first game is always the best because it's the start of the season. It's exciting. It's definitely exciting around the stadium. You can't help but to notice that. But it's a Friday for us. I thought they were sharp today at practice. We only had a couple plays that we needed to correct. So we'll see what the film looks like. But energy's been good. It's been a good week of preparation. The first week always possesses challenges. Coming off of training camp, getting ready for your first game. Personally, I like the fact that this game is right there, ready to go. You don't have a 10-day period from your last preseason game to the first game. So we're ready to go.
You talked a lot of unscouted looks these first couple of games. Typically, how many do you see in a first game or two?
Well, history will tell you between 20 and 30%, but that doesn't. You're talking about statistics that are done by our people in our situation. So I mean, that's been our experience. So I don't know how you can really gauge that around the National Football League because you don't know whatever So act like you're the coach that knows everybody's business. But that's been our experience. But it really makes you stay, true to your base principles. And at the end of the day, same thing I told the team today, this game's going to come down to fundamentals, and that'll be true Thursday night.
I guess what is your mindset to an opening game? Are you a little bit more nervous because you're not quite sure what to expect? Or are you really excited? I guess how do you do it?
I've kind of grown past the nervous stage, but I do get excited. I think any time you walk out on Lambeau Field and don't have a unique energy in your stomach, it's probably time for me to go home. So I'll be ready to go Thursday. I'm really looking forward to competing like I do every week in this league, especially at home. It's going to be a great night for our fans, but it's our first regular season game versus a good opponent, and we're ready to go, and we're looking forward to playing.
Mike, you had 10 rookies make this team with 3 undrafted players. That seems like a lot for a
Well, it starts with the personnel department. It's a credit to our personnel department, the draft class that was selected in April, and really the free agency, for as unique and odd as it was, the timing of it, to have 3 rookie free agents make it this year, I think is very, very unique. I spoke on it before. It wasn't really planned. I'm just glad we're not the youngest team in the league. We kind of had that title for about 3 years in a row. It's nice that we dropped to number 2. But it's part of the draft process. Our coaches got them ready, and really like the mental makeup of these guys because they're able to grab a hold of what we asked them to do schematically, you know, from a technique standpoint. They're good football players. Every single one of them earned an opportunity on the team. So we are a draft and development program. So you want your rookies and young players to be able to make it. But this was a unique year for us coming with the guys coming back from IR and this draft class and plus these rookie free agents. But this is the way it's sorted out, and I'm excited about them.
Mike, speaking of guys coming back from IR, you were asked on Sunday about the weapons you have at your disposal. When it comes to reintegrating Finley into your offense, what kind of challenge does that create, and how much of that is on the play caller, and how much of that is on the guy with the football in his hand deciding where the ball goes?
It's really on the defense. And if you're going about your business the right way, you know, the opponent will dictate where the ball goes most of the time. There's specific things that you try to do in your offense to highlight an individual, but you know, very rarely do you just drop back and throw it to that guy. So you may be able to get away with it in certain situations, you know, certain formations, certain personnel groups. But our quarterback's trained to go through a progression and throw the ball to the appropriate person, not based on his jersey number.
Mike, when you split up reps between your running backs, how much of that's determined during the game planning and how much is that during the flow of the game?
Well, it's more based on situation and concept, so it never goes exactly the way you like in this format that I'm talking about. Now, I've also been in a situation as a coordinator in New Orleans. We had the one year we lost Ricky Williams, and we had regular Trojan, regular Sooner, you know, regular. We had four, so we, because there was, we were so young, and we had an older veteran that just came to our, Terry Allen that just came to our organization. So we had to dictate every single play that was called. That's not where we are. Our guys have been here. They've gone through training camp. So you're able to roll players through more based on down distances and personnel packages.
Mike, I don't think you have lost an opener, and I think Sean's only lost one. You came into the league at the same time. That seems to be a comparison of many between these two teams. They seem to be so comparable in so many areas.
I would agree. I think you have two good programs getting ready to play a football game. But based on their success they've had in New Orleans, they've done a very good job. They've been a good team over this period, and I think that's just a matter of building a program. You have schemes in place that have been there for quite some time. They have the same offensive system 6 years, so we. They have the same defensive system now going on three years, so do we. So I think it gives you a chance to bring people into your program, draft, develop, train, create a culture, have those people be part of the culture. And I think that's the key to success. So they've been a successful program, and I think that's really what it's all about.